It's time for us now to go beyond the counter. And joining me here today, I'm with Jacob Rude out at the Maquoketa. Is this still the country club, or are you changing it to the golf course?
So we changed the name to Maquoketa Golf Club now.
Okay.
Just to kind of get away from that private feeling stigma. So we're going as Maquoketa Golf Club now.
Cool. Yep. Well, first and foremost, let me thank you for signing up to do this.
Yeah, of course.
I think it was
kind of
a last minute thing to put together, but I'm glad that we could do so. And I think it's pretty good reason to bring that up is to talk about the fact that now this is, the course is now open to the public.
Correct, yes.
So, I mean, what kind of changes had to be done aside from the name change to make that happen?
So we had to figure out what our pricing structure was going to be as far as green fees and cart rentals, because in the past we never really did too many green fees, obviously, just because it was just members kind of coming out here. So we had to make a couple changes up here in the clubhouse and made some changes out on the course with a new greenskeeper. His name's Zach Lucas, and seems to be doing a great job out there, keeping the course playable. But yeah, it's going good so far.
Well, that's great.
Yeah,
now, I mean, when did you guys officially open for the season?
So the golf course officially opened about March 15th.
Okay.
We stayed open during the winter months, about 3 days a week. So we actually just put in a new golf simulator.
Yeah,
so,
that's right behind you, and it's a really neat setup that you've got here.
Yeah, it's a great setup and keeps people kind of swinging the club through the winter months and keeps them rolling for the season.
That's awesome. What do you guys charge to use the simulator?
So we charge $40 per hour.
Okay.
So you could bring up to 6 guests, and you could split it that way, or you can come alone and hit the range, or there's about 1,200 courses on there, so quite a few courses. Yeah,
it's a decision. You could take an hour just to make up your mind on which course you're going to play.
Exactly.
So
yep.
Maybe come in with a plan.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
Absolutely.
But people seem to enjoy it, and it's kind of a nice little new amenity that we added over the winter. So it's going good.
Yeah. Well, and then Mother Nature doesn't have to dictate whether
you're
going to play around or
not.
Correct.
Yep. So it's kind of nice. I mean, if the weather's bad, if it's raining, cold, or whatever, people can come in and use a simulator, get some swings in that way as well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I saw you guys are getting pretty active on Facebook as well.
Yes, we are.
A pretty good deal on the bucket of balls for driving range.
Yep, and that's actually something else that we just added last week. So we got a range dispenser, and you can come up either to the clubhouse or down to our pro shop, buy hole one, and purchase a token.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just $3 per token, and shoots about 35 balls out, and there you go. You can just head down to the range and get some swings in that way as well.
Good way to warm up.
Yeah, great way to warm up.
Playing, right?
Yep. Got to get those swings in.
Absolutely. Now, Jacob, you're a young guy.
Yes.
What made you want to get into this? I'm guessing you got a passion for the game.
Yep. So I got a big passion for the game of golf, kind of always have. My parents, we grew up on a golf course actually in Sterling, Illinois.
Okay.
So I've always been kind of playing and went to college for golf and wanted to kind of pursue a career in golf. And I saw that this position was open and I took it. So I love
it. So you came to Maquoketa.
Yep, I did.
All right. So how long have you been in Maquoketa?
So I've been here just over a year now. I started last February, so about a year and a couple months. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yep. What's your take on town so far?
I like it. It's a good town. Yeah. A lot of nice people. I mean, I really noticed first when I started, people, members around here were super welcoming and made me feel good. So
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. I moved here in August, so getting to meet new people all the time and go around. I mean, I love the area, and you're right. The people are phenomenal in this area,
they are,
for sure.
Yep.
And you can't beat the scenery.
No, I know. It's great scenery. Yep.
Absolutely.
I know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, well, so golf has always kind of been in your blood, huh?
Yeah, just always kind of been there. My parents kind of grew up with me, take me to the course, and always just hitting balls, and I've always loved the game and wanted to pursue it, and here I am.
Awesome. So what other things do you guys offer here at the golf club?
So we do offer a full bar, and then we have an event center. So our event center holds up to about 200 to 250 guests, so perfect for large gatherings such as funeral luncheons, weddings, birthday parties, class reunions, that type of stuff. And members can actually, if you're a member of the club, you can rent the event center. If you have under 50 guests, you get free of charge for the event center.
Okay.
But then if you're having a large gathering, members do get a discount on the one day rental price as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can still purchase a membership then?
Yep. So we still have membership options available, such as individual, couple memberships, full family, and we do offer a junior family and junior individual, which is under age 35.
Okay.
So you get a little bit of price reduction there off your membership if you're a younger fella.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. Can people get information about that online somewhere?
Yeah, so we have a website. It's called maccountryclub.net, and you can see all our membership options on that website. And you'll also be able to see kind of pictures of the event center, bar area, and kind of like green fees and cart rental structure on there as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so cool. You can see all the prices.
Great. Mm-hmm. Now, you guys have like a board, right?
That
kind of runs things?
Yep. So we have 7 board members, and I report to them and kind of keep them in the loop, what's going on, what we need, what's kind of happening out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So do you eat, sleep, drink, and breathe golf, or do you ever get away from the course and do some fun things on your own?
Every once in a while, I'll get out and be able to do some fun things. But, I mean, I'd say mainly it's just golf, golf, golf for me.
All right. So when you get away from golf, what do you like to do?
I like to hang out with my new fiance. So we just got engaged.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. Got engaged in December. So we kind of go for a lot of walks and do some fishing. And she actually just recently got into golf herself, so
okay.
I'm trying to kind of teach her the game.
Yeah.
So that's kind of nice.
And how's that going? I mean, because sometimes, you know, when you've got a relationship already built up, it kind of makes it a little tricky, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does make it a little tricky sometimes. She'll get frustrated with me every once in a while.
It's not an easy game.
No, it's not. She's kind of starting from scratch. So
okay.
We're getting there, though. Just going to take some time.
Is she being really malleable with it, or is she kind of getting stubborn? I'm curious.
She's actually starting to like it more and more every time we go. So, I mean, I think she's getting a good feel for it at least. I mean, before a couple months ago, she was like never really wanted to go out and play, but now we got her a set of clubs and she's starting to like it, which is good. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think having the right equipment does help a lot.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yep.
It sure does. Mm-hmm. So future plans, what do you see yourself doing in 5 years?
So in 5 years, I mean, I'd like to work my way up here to maybe possibly be like a head golf pro,
mm-hmm.
either here or if I get a different option down the road, I mean, I'll look into that. But I want to, eventually be a director of golf, head golf professional somewhere.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, I wish you the best of luck in that. That's for sure.
It.
All right. So since you haven't heard any of these interviews, you don't know what this question is going to be. Mm-hmm. People that have listened to all of them know exactly where I'm going with this.
Okay.
But I always kind of like to ask people, are there any secret hidden talents that you'd be comfortable sharing that maybe people don't know about Jacob Root?
I can actually juggle. So
okay.
That's actually a little bit of a talent of mine.
So when did you learn how to juggle?
I learned how to juggle when I was about 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle, he's a very good juggler, I guess. And
okay.
He kind of showed me the ropes, and we started from scratch, basically, with just kind of throwing up like tissue papers to kind of get a good feel for it. And then from there on, I got the hang of it and pretty darn good at it.
How many can you juggle now?
I can do four.
Four, so,
Yeah.
All right.
So
that's pretty good. I'm good at one.
Yeah.
And even then, I might drop it. Well, you're not the first person to mention juggling, which is kind of cool. So we have a couple of closeted jugglers
in
the area, which is good. But, I mean, that's always kind of a fun little party trick that you can pull out anytime you need to,
that's
right?
That's cool. Yep.
That's awesome. Yep. Is there anything else you want to bring up? I know you had a notepad. I don't know how well we've steered on that thing at all. But I just want to make sure we give you an opportunity to pass along any other information that our listeners might be interested in.
I'll say I do golf instruction here, so I charge $30 an hour, and doesn't matter what skill level you are. You could be just starting off, or you could be a seasoned veteran, and I'll kind of look at your swing and coach you along from there. But I do offer that here, and a lot of people actually have been jumping on it, which has been good.
Awesome.
I do some junior golf camps as well.
Okay.
So there will be one coming up here May 30th to June 1st.
Excellent.
And it's a 3-day camp and 2 hours each day. And we kind of go through the basic fundamentals and skills and teach them on course etiquette and course management and stuff like that.
Nice.
So,
nice. So how do you get your kids signed up for that?
So you can sign up here at the clubhouse, or you can either call our clubhouse phone number and we can get you signed up that way as well.
Okay. What if your kid's interested, but they don't have the equipment? Do you have stuff available for them to utilize here for that?
Yes, we do. So we have about 5 or 6 rental sets, and I do got a couple of those are junior sets, so if they don't have clubs, they can just come out that day, and we'll put them together, a little set of clubs for them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So do you have information about those junior camps online as well, if people are interested?
So you can look on our website, or you can go to our Facebook page, and there's a little bit more details and information and flyers on there as well.
Perfect. Let's get that URL out there one more time for people.
So our URL is maccountryclub.net.
Okay, maccountryclub.net.
Yep, so maccountryclub.net.
Okay, yep. Awesome. Well, Jacob, thank you so much for letting me come beyond the counter chat with you a little bit. So, I mean, you got a cool story, and I wish you the best of luck with with your pending nuptials and your future plans. Hopefully we can keep you in Maquoketa for a good long time.
Yes, I agree. Thank you.
Hey, it's been a lot of fun. Jacob Rude, as we go beyond the counter here at the Maquoketa Golf Club on KMAQ.